fifth quality of this eighth characteristic, they establish a Sharia underlying every matter, whether major or minor. Now, some people have this claim that those people who from Ahlus Sunnah Jama'ah in a specific sense, meaning the Salafis, or the Ahlul Hadith, are only concerned with the Aqidah, or they're only concerned with moving the finger and so on, and stuff like that. And yet they're not concerned with the matters of the Ummah, ruling by Allah's law, and making the society obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a falsehood. For instance, one leading scholar of a Da'wah Salafiyah, contemporary scholar, in his book explaining the fundamentals of the Da'wah Salafiyah, being Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Khalif, says that the Da'wah Salafiyah is jihad in every sense of the word. The Da'wah Salafiyah is jihad in every sense of the word. To return truth to its proper place. Da'wah Salafiyah is jihad in every sense of the word, to return truth to its proper place, and to make the religion only for Allah. And to purify this ummah from this major shirk and open kufr which has spread in it. And that will not occur until the word of Allah is the most supreme and the word of the disbelievers is trampled underfoot. And this will not occur in the lives of the people until ruling and sharia is for Allah alone, according to the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and as understood dealing with the current affairs of the Muslims in the society they live in. And therefore, to purify the ummah from this shirk by explanation and by da'wah and by jihad is required, because this issue is one of the major points of the Salafi Aqidah. So this is the truth concerning the matter, that we are not negligent concerning the secular regimes and so forth. However, though we are men of wisdom, and we know when Muslims are able to do something and when they're not able to do something. But our beliefs are clear, and we mention our beliefs without any shyness to it. The ninth characteristic of Ahlus Sunnah Jama'ah is that they have the quality of al-wasatiyah. Wasatiyah does not mean wasatiyah. Wasatiyah means that they occupy a midpoint, neither being on either extreme of the two extremes, but having the best qualities of each extreme. So therefore, in matters of belief, as I explained in the cassettes of Al-Aqidah Wasatiyah, they have occupy a middle point in matters of belief between the different sects, like between those who negate Allah's attributes and those who resemble Allah with a man. Like those who make a charge a Muslim who makes a sin as a disbeliever, like the Khawarij, and those who say that faith, iman, is not impaired by sin, but a person, even how matter sinful he is perfect in faith. And likewise, in their behavior, they do not face extremism with negligence. For instance, I mean, if we find people who are extreme in worship of Allah, or in da'wah, or in their just general behavior, we do not face this extremism with a negligence on our part. And likewise, when people are negligent, we do not face this with extremism on our part. But they are as Allah has described them. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُ شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْكُمْ. That they are a ummah which is wasat, which I said it means they occupy the middle position in these matters of belief and action and da'wah and behaviorism, not on any extreme, but having the truth which is on either extreme in them, that they may be witnesses against mankind, and that the Prophet ﷺ would be a witness against them. And some people misunderstand when we say that the characteristics of Ahlus Sunnah Jama'ah is that they occupy this wasat. They understand this, that you must then therefore be compromising. And there's two different things. Al-wasatiyah does not imply compromising. Compromising is against the al-wasatiyah, but rather al-wasatiyah means to adhere to a sirat al-mustaqim. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah Al-Fatiha, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ نَعْمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. Guide us and keep us upon the straight path, the path of those who you have blessed.